I want you to say that color.
Oh, white.
Are they ever?
No.
I've never seen any ashes that color either. Okay, well, what do you call the thing that people sit in?
Chair.
What if it was something longer that maybe two or three people could sit on?
Couch.
Any other name for that?
Sofa.
Anything else?
Lounging chair.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear your grandmother call it anything else? Sometimes old people say things like settee and davenport and davenette.
Or say settee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call a piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it that you put clothes in?
Dresser.
Mm-hmm. Does that have a mirror?
Yes.
All right. What about one that doesn't have a mirror?
A dresser drawer.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call a piece of furniture in a bedroom that might have two doors and you can hang clothes in it and maybe drawers at the bottom? It's an old-fashioned thing. Ever see that?
No.
Did you ever hear of a chiffon robe or a wardrobe?
I heard of a wardrobe, but I ain't heard of it. I thought you just put it in a closet.
Okay, so you just lived in houses that had closets?
Yeah.
Well, these they had in old-fashioned houses where they didn't have closets. And what do you call things that some people have in their houses that are on rollers that you pull down at the windows?
Shades.
Mm-hmm. And how about the things with the metal slats? Blinds?
Yeah, blinds.
Okay. And the room at the top of the house under the roof?
Oh, attic.
Mm-hmm. And moving along here. Oh, a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods?
Pantry.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a lot of old worthless stuff that you were about to throw away?
Junk.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a room where you would keep that?
Basement or attic.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it was just a room in your house that had nothing in it but junk. Anything else you might call it?
Junk room.
Okay. What do you say your mother or some other woman does every morning when just talking about the daily housework? She
cleans up.
Mm-hmm. Fine. And what might she sweep with?
Broom.
Mm-hmm. And if the broom were in the corner and the door were open so that it was hiding the broom and I said to you, where is the broom? You would reply, the broom is
behind the door.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many people can't figure out what I'm trying to describe that way. Then on Monday, years ago, women used to do
Mondays.
On Mondays, yeah. It used to be the day when they'd get the clothes
and wash.
Mm-hmm. And how about on Tuesdays then to get the wrinkles out, they would
iron.
Do you have a name for washing and ironing together?
No.
And what do you call the place in town if you're going to take your washing somewhere?
Laundry.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And how do you get from the first floor up to the second floor?
Steps.
That's inside?
Oh, tell me, in here or at home?
Well, what's the difference?
Stairs or something.
Would you say stairs at home and
yes.
Steps here? Why?
I
never thought about that. Stairs in a house and steps in a public building. That is an interesting distinction. Hmm. Well, what do you call the, if your house is a little bit up the ground, what would you call the things outside that you'd walk up?
Steps.
Okay, steps there. Yeah, okay. And what would be built maybe outside the house where you might put chairs?
Patio.
All right, suppose it's enclosed, maybe has a roof, screened in.
Porch.
Mm-hmm. Could you have one on the second story in a two-story house?
If you want one.
What would you call it then?
I guess patio.
Would that be up high?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear an old name for porch? Did you ever hear it called anything like a gallery or a veranda or a paisa? Those are old names for it. Old people would know that. Your grandmother would know that. Okay, let's see. If the door were open and you didn't want it to be, you would say, please?
Close the door.
What's another way to say that?
Shut the door.
Okay. And what would you call boards on the outside of a house that run that way?